Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt.
A lot of people sit back and they dream about being a sports figure, or dream about being a SEAL, or dream about being an astronaut, and all it is a motherfucking dream. They don't put the work behind the dream. That dream has become their master. When you become the master of your dream, the dream was the one thing I thought about, and the dream was now gone. Now, what comes in, the dream goes away, and the laundry list of details and tasks come up. Gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this. That's when you become the master of your dream. So, a lot of people out there dreaming.
When you spend your life looking for scapegoats, you take away your own responsibility. You remove your own power. You steal your own strength. Nobody who has chosen the easy path of hate has gotten to the end of that road and said, oh, what a life. No. They die as miserably as they lived. No matter how far you've gone, I want you to know that you still have the chance to choose a life of strength.
Every day, stand guard at the door of your mind. How important. Stand guard at the door of your mind.
It is easy to be motivated to succeed in the beginning of an endeavor and when you are close to the end. The most difficult part, and the part where people quit, is when they are in the thick of it. And it is unclear whether they have the strength and stamina to make it the rest of the way. Inner monologue, rationalizing why it is okay to quit or to not push myself to the goal that I have written down on paper. The hardest part of working toward a goal is when we are either making slow progress or negative progress, and having the patience and confidence to know that the improvements we make over the long periods, as opposed to the short periods, are what matter. Milestones are what remind us that we are making progress, even if it isn't apparent every day.
A quote that has helped me immeasurably is: a boy and a horse are in the woods. And the boy says to the horse, I can't see a way through. And the horse says, can you see your next step? And the boy says, yeah. And the horse says, then just take that. All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed. With each step, you will get closer to that. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
You know, the war that you have to really fight is the war against yourself. You have to fight the war against yourself. Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life. It's hard as hell. You have to take responsibility. You have to learn new things. You have to feel uncomfortable. Good, because discomfort is how we grow. That's how we become strong. If you run away from discomfort and resistance your whole life, you will always be weak.
Pretend there's a documentary crew filming your success story, and they're following you around right now. What would you do? What would you do if you knew that there was a crew following you around with cameras documenting your future incredible success, and they want to catch you in the act of it all? You would do all the right things you would have to do. Think about that. Organize it.
So one of the things, in order to make this your decade, in order to reach your goals, you've got to find some reasons that make you strong, some reasons that will make you hang in there when times get rough, because they're going to get rough. It's going to be very challenging. Whenever you decide that you want to grow, whenever you decide that you want to go to another level, all hell will break loose. Everything that will happen, rather, that can happen, will happen, and at the worst possible moment. They call it Murphy's Law. See, whenever you decide you want to go to another level, you've got to fasten your psychological, your mental, and your spiritual seatbelt, because it's going to be a while before you experience a comfortable altitude.
My biggest fear in life is that there is a final resting place in this world, and there's a final judgment. You talk to something much bigger than you. I don't want to sit down and have a conversation with someone that says, you're in heaven, this is what you should have been on earth. I want God to be up there right now as we're speaking, writing stuff down, saying, my God, he exceeded even my expectations. Wow. That's how I live my life. I now know that there is no cap on the human mind. There's no cap. We cap it ourselves.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life.
I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk?
What's the secret to happiness? I always say one word. Progress. Progress equals happiness. If you've ever achieved a goal and then went, is this all there is? You know it's not getting it. Or you may have achieved a goal and you were thrilled. How long were you happy for? A year? 9 months? 6 months? 3 weeks? Because we're not made to just sit here and be satisfied. Everything in the universe grows or dies. Everything in the universe either contributes or is eliminated. So when you're making progress, you feel alive.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is a pill that's worthwhile.
And for many of you, this is your chance. This is your shot. This is your moment. This is your time.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase 2 or 3 select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
This is your opportunity. This is your place for you to really begin to live an intentional life.
Ask yourself this question. Is this action going to make me stronger or weaker? Will this action move me toward the strategic long-term goals I am trying to achieve in my life? And do not lie to yourself.
Embrace the journey and the process of life. Wisdom comes from experience, and experience takes time. The more experience you have, the more you learn from that experience, the wiser you can get.
In life, people emulate the end result, not the process. The end result is what they see, and they emulate that. Are you willing to put in that sort of commitment? Are you willing to practice the whole life? Yeah, I'm sure you want to be on a jet and all that, but do you want to put in that work? That's what it takes for something great, that amount of time, that level of commitment.
The rarer the people are who share your perspective. In this way, the greater your success, the fewer people you can share it with. Loneliness is a kind of tax you have to pay to atone for a certain complexity of mind.
Have to grow as a person. You have to constantly challenge yourself to be a better person and a better person. You got to keep becoming a better person. You have to keep visiting your demons. You have to keep challenging yourself. You have to keep growing as a human being. And that's the hardest thing in the world because nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to face their own shit.
And if you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not going to be ready when the time comes. It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us because the very purpose is you.
The human brain cannot comprehend the negative. It is incapable. And so what happens is we very often reinforce things when we put things in the negative, right? I can't get apart, or I can't do this, versus I'm going to keep doing this. It's such a huge thing to convert things into the affirmative. It's the same thing for you. If you focus on the obstacles, all you will see is obstacles. It's your choice how you choose to perceive your own career. It's literally perspective.
Life is hard for two reasons. It's hard because you're living in your comfort zone. It's also hard because you're trying to live outside of your comfort zone.
So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I fucking need.
The moment you find what you love, you understand there's a difference between a skill and a calling. You've been called to do something great. It's about answering that call and discovering that there's something unique about you from the time you were born. God embedded inside of your will a desire to fulfill your purpose. But how do you find your purpose? It's by dialing in, focusing on the things that you love to do. That's how you answer the call to your purpose.
Are you controlling the things that you are capable of controlling, okay? Because if you were to control the things that you can actually control, you would have far less chaos in your life.
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch, refuse to study a few more hours, refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gained the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks.
If you find yourself in an anxious time, if you find yourself frustrated and angry and mad because you feel like you're continuously spinning your wheels and not getting anywhere, you are probably not controlling what it is that you control. You're not understanding that we actually control our momentum, and you're frustrated because other people have it and you don't. The reason you don't is because you're not executing past the point to where things that are uncomfortable become a little more comfortable.
It's not about your resume. It's about resuming your calling. A resume is just going over a study of where you've been, but that's already in your past. You're not focused on your past. You have to focus on your future. Who do you want to be, and who are you when no one else is watching? That matters more than anything else. Hit resume. Take your life off of pause. Stop doing things just because it was easy. Don't do it just because someone else told you to. Trust that God has called you to do something. Answer that call, then chase down everything that goes along with it, and believe that there is a reason why you're the one who got the number to God in the first place.
A pine tree grows and matures very fast. An oak tree grows and matures very, very slow. But which one lasts longer? And which one is stronger? Which one shelters more critters and more birds? Which one, when it's done and over and it's cut down, which one is more valuable for the lumber? People don't go out and say, I'm gonna spend extra money for some pine furniture. They want oak furniture.
If you fake bravery when you're terrified, that is bravery. And I kind of feel like motivation is the same thing. If you do the thing when you're feeling unmotivated, that is motivation.
Don't be afraid to reinvent yourself, and don't be afraid to be different, man. You ain't got to fit in the crowd. Why are you following everybody when you were clearly meant to lead?
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you gonna get it.
The greatest gift that you can give yourself is to find something that you're naturally adept at and figure out a way to make a living at it. Because if you do that, every day will be a play day. If you love what you do, why do you want to stop doing it?
It says character is not a product of circumstances. It's the thing that survives it.
Most people are so distracted. They're so busy being busy. They're so exhausted. It's very easy because there are so few people doing the things required of world class. There's very little competition at world class.
That hunger to be more, to do more, to give more, that hunger that never ends. If you can, I think everybody has that hunger, but for some people it's been asleep for a long time because they're afraid. They're afraid that I'm gonna get hungry, I'm gonna try, I'm gonna fail. And so it's human nature to protect yourself from the fear by just lowering your expectations. You get what you tolerate in yourself, you get what you tolerate in your life, and sooner or later we sometimes hit a point where we say, not another day, not another hour, this is done. I'm not walking this way, I'm not talking this way, I'm not living this way, I'm gonna change it. And when people do that, that's the beginning of a breakthrough.
Every next level of my life demands a new version of me. Oftentimes we got goals, dreams, and aspirations and want to acquire and do certain things, but you're still the old version of you. You haven't grown in no sense of the word. You haven't experienced enough. That's the great thing about experiences. People are so afraid of experiences, but the great thing about experiences, you learn who you are, what you possess, what you will do. You learn from different situations, different scenarios. When you fail, you learn. When it doesn't go the way you want it to, when it goes the way, you learn, right? How do you grow? You learn. How is character formulated and sustained? You learn,
yes.
Right? And so when it says, let the hard things in life break you and affect you, it's not saying let it break you to the point that you crumble. What it's saying is let it affect you.
And every single one of you out there have the superpowers necessary for greatness. But until you're backed into a corner, like an injured, hungry, thirsty dog, you don't really realize how much you have in you. That is something that no test can measure.
Go after your dreams. I never allowed anybody to tell me what I was capable of accomplishing. I never let anybody tell me that I can't do.
pain is real. Pain is so real that it has measurements to it. Pain is unavoidable and it will come. But pain is also a place of alteration of your life. You see, you're cut from a different cloth. And because of that, there will be times where you'll be pruned through the trials of life and pain comes. Pain can come by way of a divorce. Pain can come by way of a bankruptcy. Pain can come by injury. Pain can come emotionally. But don't run from pain, and you can learn from it. It is there so that you are reminded to go a different direction. This way is not the way. Embrace it. If you've been hurt before, if you've been broken before, if you've been betrayed before, it hurts. Yes, it's painful. But that pain is a lesson teacher.
On the other side of temporary pain, you meet your other self. If you can survive the temporary, you'll meet another version of you. What actually keeps you alive does not make you successful. And so our proclivity is to avoid pain and discomfort. And when we're going through it, we try to get through it in such a way that it doesn't cause us much pain. If you can survive the temporary, you meet another version of yourself.
Willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want. Because the thing I know about people can talk the talk, and people do it very well. And life is going to say to you, you said you wanted it, now let's see how bad you really want it.
And I said, most people underestimate their abilities and their capacity, and then they overestimate other people's abilities and capacity. It's almost like you put yourself in a position to think that greatness is somehow reserved for special people, and that you don't belong in that category of special, like almost like you don't have what it takes.
What the great ones understand is you're always going to be guaranteed success. You're always going to be guaranteed fulfillment when you're doing it for the process and not the product. If you're doing it for the product, then it's a hit or miss. But when you're doing it for the process, when you're doing it because it's in your heart, when you're doing it because you're doing it for compassion and passion, and you're doing it for somebody bigger than you, come on, man. You're going to be successful. There's no way you can fail. That's the promise that was made for you to be born.
You want a goal that you can never attain, right? So you can always move closer to the goal that recedes as you move towards it. You think, well, that's frustrating. It's like Sisyphus pushing the rock uphill. But it's not, because as you pursue that goal, you put yourself together and your life does get better and richer and more abundant. That's why the highest levels of virtue and goal are in some sense transcendent. You want them to be above everything you're doing so you can continually move towards something that's more sublime and better. That's what you are. You're here to live, not to sleep.
You have everything that you need to achieve greatness, and you've got a duty and a responsibility to the world to demonstrate greatness, the highest version of yourself, the 2.0 version of yourself, the most self actualized version of yourself. You must become the man that you love, that you respect, that you admire. That is your duty. That is my duty. You've got the next 6 months ahead of you. You can either be a loser and say you will wait for the new year to come to reset your expectations and a resolution, or you can start today and reprogram yourself for greatness.
Why do some people end up courageous when so many don't? It's easier not to be. You know, it's easier to cut corners and not bear your responsibility, not take the opportunities that manifest themselves to you, not pay for your sins in the moment. It's easier. And so there's 1,000 or 1,000,000 ways that you can be dishonest.
If I'm not great at it, it must not be my thing. Did you know that only 1% of people are naturally, extraordinarily gifted at something? Think genius, think savant. Do you know what that means for us, the other 99%+ of people? If we're going to do anything great in this life, it is going to require discipline. That's the truth. If you are going to accomplish anything extraordinary, it is going to require you pushing through the discomfort and embracing the grind.
Success is a strange thing. Presumably we want success because we think a more successful life will bring us more happiness, meaning, and fulfillment. Here's the problem. We sacrifice the thing we want, happiness, for the thing which is supposed to get it, success. Failure can make you miserable, but I'm not sure that success will make you happy.
Through that struggle, I will now have a better day, and I better can do it again tomorrow. Or do something else, because if I just think, well, tomorrow I'm just going to coast and eat Twinkies and watch TV. Oh, hello, sadness, my old friend. Hello, depression. Because when you're not doing anything, you feel like shit. And that's just a part of being a human being.
Just be calm. When things are going well, be calm. Don't think you're on top of the world in the sense you always got to be wary, because I've seen it. I've seen people come. I've seen people go. I've seen them come. I've seen them go. You got to be chill. Just take what's good in your life and move forward cautiously and carefully. And thank God that you have that. It's very, very important not to overextend yourself when you think you've got it. Everybody's dispensable.
You might be tempted to think that laziness is the lack of a desire or the lack of drive. It is not that. Laziness is an intense drive. It's an intense desire. The reason that you hoped that it would, that the roads would freeze last night is not because you don't have a desire. It's because you had a desire to what? Stay in your PJs all day, sit by a fire, and binge on Netflix. You have a desire for to be comfortable. Laziness is driven by a deep desire for comfort. It's that I don't want to do anything that I don't want to do.
And we can pretend that we're something other than what we really are. Human reward systems are carved deeply into your DNA. And if you don't respect that, if you don't respect the mechanism of happiness and fulfillment and what you really need to do in order to feel satisfied in life, camaraderie, love, family, friendship, struggle, testing yourself, learning, all those things are imperative. They're all a giant part of being a person.
Why can't I just do whatever the hell I want, whatever the hell I want to do it with, whoever I want to do it with? And the answer is because everything goes to hell if you do that, including you. And you say, well, I don't believe in hell. And I say, well, keep acting the way you are and you will. If you're motivated by the whim of the moment and you place that above all else, that is now your God.
Before you chase it. Winning's not loyal to you. It doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown?
You won't need that rest. Chances are you will realize that the desire to rest was just weakness. It was the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the downward path.
You aren't given any breaks in life. You make them for yourself. We are all being tested in life. While my tests are different than yours, you will be tested. And how you face that test and how you overcome that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind.
Is with your life, what are you giving up? Not by your words, not by what you say, not by what you the perception of you, not by what you type, not even necessarily by how you're living, but the truth about you.
If you want to know something about yourself, sit on your bed one night and say, what's one thing I'm doing wrong that I know I'm doing wrong that I could fix, that I would fix? You'll get an answer. And it won't be one you want, but it'll be the necessary one.
I'll never be in the Olympics. I'll never be a professional athlete, but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do tactics that I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me down a dark alley, run at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding. Stay hard.
As a child, my parents always told me you could be whatever you want to be. You could do whatever you want to do. And it was something I heard my parents saying it, but I didn't totally believe it. Yet I went out in the world and I carried myself and I held my head high and I stood there and I looked people in their eyes and I talked to people as if I was deserving of everything that this planet has to offer. He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to? It's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.